stuck up on sugar and flour for the holidays, because this week's Discovery returns home for some baked treats and a mystery. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. The winter months are perfect for curling up in front of the fire with a warm blanket, a cup of tea, and a cozy mystery. And if you're in the mood for a holiday whodunit, you might want to pick up In Peppermint Peril, the first book in author Joy Avon's A Tea and a Read series. The story finds jet-setting tour guide Callie Aspen back in her hometown of Hearts Harbor, Maine for the holidays. During her break, she's helping at her great-aunt Iffy's tea shop, Book Tea. The job takes her to the town's most famous home, Haywood Hall, where the elderly owner, Dorothea Finster, has planned a tea party for a few family members and key people from the town. Mrs. Finster plans to make a big announcement, but it's cut short by murder, and Kelly finds herself caught in the middle of the investigation. Now, set in a small town in the days leading up to the holidays, In Peppermint Peril is definitely cozy. It's Christmas decorations and ice skating and snowball fights, and a mystery surrounding the town's wealthiest family. In a way, everything here feels familiar, from the setting to the characters to the hints at a possible romance between the amateur sleuth and the handsome deputy. On one hand, that makes for a pleasant read. There's certainly nothing here that will require too much energy after a long day of baking and shopping. Kelly is a likable main character, and there's just something welcoming about this small town and its interconnected characters. On the other hand, though, the formulas don't exactly make for a memorable read. Strangely, Iffy and her tea shop don't play as important a role as you might expect. The idea of sugary treats that all have a literary theme will definitely appeal to readers, but the shop doesn't really get a chance to shine in this first installment. But is it worth baking up a mystery with this small-town sleuth? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The holiday-themed mystery of In Peppermint Peril makes for a light and laid-back read that's perfect for a quiet winter night at home. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. In Peppermint Peril by Joy Avon is 176 quaint and cozy pages long and is available from Crooked Lane Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.